Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A state achieving 0% primary dropout rate is a remarkable feat, and that is exactly what Jharkhand has accomplished, according to a recent Niti Aayog analysis based on UDC Plus 2024-25 data. A sharp fall from over 11% in 2020-23 and 6.41% in 2014-15. What makes this significant is that this achievement is not just a minor improvement, but a drastic reduction in dropout rates, indicating a major success in the state's education sector. The same UDC Plus analysis flags four states reporting zero or near zero primary dropouts: Jharkhand, Telangana, Uttar Pradesh, and Madhya Pradesh. But before we dive deeper into these numbers, let us understand what UDC Plus is. UDC Plus, or Unified District Information System for Education Plus, is the principal management information system for school education in India. It is the data backbone for several key initiatives, including Samagra Shiksha Scheme allocations, PM Poshan, or Midday Meal, Outlay, Nipun Bharat, which focuses on foundational literacy and numeracy, NEP 2020 monitoring, and Performance Grading Index, or PGI, both at the state and district levels. Now, let us look at how dropout is measured. UDC Plus uses two principal measures: the annual average dropout rate, or AADR, which is cohort-based, comparing enrollment from one academic year to the next, and the retention rate, which is the proportion of students still in school at the end of a given stage. A school year's 0% dropout means that of the cohort that began the previous year, all are either continuing in school or have legitimately transitioned, for example, to upper primary. But why does this matter? Even Kerala, which has India's strongest school ecosystem, reports small positive dropout rates owing to migration and interstate movement. Some level of administrative dropout, such as data cleaning of duplicate enrollments, is expected. A 0% figure, therefore, requires close validation, which the Niti Aayog report explicitly acknowledges. Now, let us turn to the drivers of improvement in Jharkhand. However, the Niti Aayog analysis itself notes data quality concerns, including possible underestimation of out-of-school children, children not enrolled at all, who are not in UDC Plus at all. There are also concerns about reporting delays and revisions, as state data submitted to UDC Plus undergo correction over many months. Migration-driven mismeasurement is another issue, where interstate migrant children may be counted as continuing in the source state. Additionally, stage transition, definitional choices can shift dropout perception across stages. For instance, a child who completes grade 5 but does not enroll in grade 6 is considered a grade 6 dropout, not a grade 5 dropout. In tribal pockets, particularly in remote Jharkhand blocks, school enrollment registers may not capture genuinely out-of-school children if they were never enrolled. A more comprehensive metric is the adjusted net enrollment rate, or ANER, which captures both dropouts and never-enrolled children. Now, let us look at the national picture, based on UDC Plus 2024-25 data. The bigger policy picture is also important to consider. The Right to Education Act, 2009, operationalizes Article 21 of the Constitution, which guarantees free and compulsory education for children between the ages of 6 and 14. The Act also provides for a 25% reservation in private schools for disadvantaged students. The National Education Policy, 2020, or NEP 2020, has restructured the stages of education into a 5+3+3+4 format, focusing on foundational, preparatory, middle, and secondary education. The policy aims to achieve foundational literacy and numeracy, or FLN, goals by 2026-27 through the Nipun Bharat initiative. It also targets universal access to education by 2030 and a gross enrollment ratio, or GER, of 50% in higher education by 2035. Samagra Shiksha, or Integrated Scheme, was launched in 2018, merging the Sarv Shiksha Abhiyan, or SSA, the Rashtriya Madhyamik Shiksha Abhiyan, or RMSA, and the Teacher Education Scheme. It is a centrally sponsored scheme with a 60-40 funding ratio and 90-10 for Northeastern and Himalayan states. PM Poshan, formerly known as the Midday Meal Scheme, was renamed in 2021 and covers around 11.2 crore children across government and government-aided schools. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 2, which covers social justice, governance, and education. You should remember the key aspects of the Right to Education Act, 2009, and the National Education Policy, 2020. You should also be familiar with the Samagra Shiksha Scheme, PM Poshan, and the Nipun Bharat Initiative. UDC Plus is an important governance tool, and you should understand its significance in the context of education policy. In GS Paper 1, which covers society, you should be aware of the issues related to educational deprivation, particularly in tribal areas, and the challenges faced by migrant children. You should also consider the gender and dropout aspects, as well as the impact of migration on schooling. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The CE20 engine is not relevant here, but the key facts about Jharkhand's dropout rates are: the primary stage has achieved 0% dropout, down from over 11% in 2020-23 and 6.41% in 2014-15. The upper primary stage has seen a reduction from 7.42% to 1.7%, and the secondary stage from 23.2% to 3.5%. Other states with zero or near-zero dropout rates include Telangana, Uttar Pradesh, and Madhya Pradesh. UDC Plus covers around 14.7 lakh schools, 24.8 crore students, and 98 lakh teachers. It has a history dating back to 1995, when it was known as DISE, and has undergone several transformations, including the introduction of UDC in 2012 and UDC Plus in 2018-19. Student-level tracking, using the PEN or APAR system, was introduced from 2024-25. Remember this number, 11.2 crore children are covered under PM Poshan. Note this carefully, the National Education Policy, 2020, aims to achieve a gross enrollment ratio of 50% in higher education by 2035. This is a favorite prelims fact. The Right to Education Act, 2009, provides for a 25% reservation in private schools for disadvantaged students. Now, let us turn to the mains angels. You can examine the policy and administrative drivers behind Jharkhand's dropout reduction and what it reveals about the limits of data-driven governance. You can discuss the limitations of UDC Plus in capturing the true scale of out-of-school children in India. You can critically evaluate the implementation of NEP 2020's foundational literacy goals. In conclusion, Jharkhand's achievement of 0% primary dropout rate is a significant milestone, but it also raises important questions about data quality and the challenges faced by the education sector. As you prepare for your UPSC exams, remember to consider the broader policy implications and the significance of these initiatives in achieving the goals of universal access to education and improving the overall quality of education in India. The success of these initiatives will have a profound impact on the country's development and its ability to achieve the Sustainable Development Goals, particularly Goal 4, which focuses on quality education.